Genesis chapter 29. Jacob, following his mother's advice, flees from his brother to the land of his ancestors to find a wife. When he arrives, after a long journey, he meets shepherds who must wait to open the water well, where their cattle quench their thirst. What a blessing it is for us to have known Jesus, our Savior, who said, "If any man is thirsty, he can come to me and drink." The man who believes in me, as the scripture says, will have rivers of living water flowing from the inmost of his heart. We need no longer to fight over the water from the world's wells. We are now in the month of February, when we will celebrate the day of love and friendship. The rest of the story goes well for the day we'll be celebrating next week. It was love at first sight. Jacob saw her beauty and fell in love with her. Let's close our eyes and remember when we were in love. Everything awesome. Although, truth be told, it wasn't all easy, nor was it for our heartthrob Jacob. He had to work 7 years to get his fiancée. His uncle, Laban, deceived him and demanded another 7 years of work. So Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. While we are so often not reciprocated in our interpersonal relationships, there is someone whose love will never leave us. That someone is our Lord. O love, thou wilt not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back to life I owe. That in thine ocean depth it flow may richer, fuller be.